If this is a protest, you'll be surprised that this is a revolution. This is according to Heidi Sulzdorf, a leader who was there from the start.
I came home, was upset that there was nothing going on in Los Angeles, so was following Twitter.
She was at a panel talk on the movement Monday, flanked by academics and community leaders. And to understand just how big she is to Occupy LA, let's rewind to summer, right when Spain is blowing up in protest. She's at home, trolling the net, and sees this post for a solidarity protest on Olvera Street. She's pumped, heads out, but as you can hear on YouTube, the protest she finds isn't exactly Tahrir Square. She goes home upset, logs on, and
saw someone else who was in Los Angeles who was also frustrated that nothing was happening here. And she had posted a little URL to a tiny chat room.
Tiny chat room's a website conversation between multiple webcams all at the same time.
And there were probably 20, 30 of us there the first night. We were really excited. And so we had two general assemblies in virtual space on tiny chat.
But their boiling anger was silent on the web.
So we ditched that. And we met first, the first night we met was the 23rd of September at Pershing Square at 5 o'clock.
This is what's important. As much as she relied on Reddit, Twitter, TinyChat, Facebook, Flickr, and YouTube to connect up with people, nothing connects people more than meeting face-to-face. And so they did.
I think we spent 10 days meeting every single night, talking about what we were going to do, how we were going to start our occupation. And from there, we made the decision to occupy October 1st at City Hall, did some outreach, and got on the ground. That's how it all started here.
Tomorrow? The occupation, day 42. Kyle Tabuena-Froley, Annenberg Radio News.